We run, therefore we are. This is the latest idea in the story of human evolution, and what pushed us from tree dwellers to upright walkers to, finally, couch dwellers. Two scientists say humans were designed to run, not sprint, but run long distance. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on this provocative proposal.
When the first runners finished the marathon at the Athens Olympics last summer, they'd run 26 miles, something few people would attempt. The runners talked about running for history. After all, the marathon is based on the Greek story of an Athenian who ran the same route to bring news of a Greek military victory. But running long distance may go back a lot farther, maybe 2 million years. That's an idea put forward by Dennis Bramble, a biologist at the University of Utah who's watched a lot of people run on treadmills.
If you look at sprinting, humans are pretty bad. I mean, we're not very fast. Your average dog's going to outrun even the elite sprinters. But when you start to look at this sort of long-distance running, that's where humans actually just jump out as being strikingly good.
Horses, of course, can outdistance us, but most mammals don't do what Bramble calls endurance running. He says distance running helped shape human beings.
What makes us human in a structural sense, why it is that we have the body plan that we have, we attribute much of that, most of it even, probably to running.
Writing in this week's issue of the journal Nature, Bramble and co-author Daniel Lieberman of Harvard University compare early humans with a more primitive ancestor. That was Australopithecus. Small and ape-like, it could probably walk pretty well, but its fossilized remains suggest it wasn't much of a runner. Lieberman, a paleoanthropologist, says the first humans showed many differences that suggested running.
When we can see the skeletal features that indicate these abilities for endurance running, they pretty much turn up in the genus Homo. So you certainly don't see them in any ape or primate, and they don't appear to be present in any Australopithecine.
True, many of these features simply made us better walkers than climbers. Big joints, long legs, and the squaring up of the big toe, for example. But Lieberman says other features don't support walking as much as endurance running. Things like low, wide shoulders, or the ability to rotate the trunk of the body relative to the hips. Humans also have an Achilles tendon that stores and releases energy when running. Apes do not. Apes don't have our large rear end, either. Lieberman says electrodes planted on the buttocks of Harvard students show that the gluteus maximus works far more when you're running than walking. But in evolution, new traits must provide some kind of benefit or else they tend to disappear. So what's so good about long-distance running?
You imagine you're a hungry Homo erectus, and you're out there on the savanna 2 million years ago, and you see in the distance some vultures circling overhead. You know what's there. You know there's a carcass that's being eaten by some lions or something like that. And when the lions are done, there might be some meat on it, but most likely there'll be some marrow and some brains left over. And if you get there first, you'll have an incredible meal of fat and protein.
Some scientists don't buy the marathon man argument. Paleoanthropologist Owen Lovejoy of Kent State University says he believes many of these alleged running traits had already appeared in pre-human ancestors. He says they don't make us uniquely human, or they could just as well be adaptations for walking or even swimming. Melanie McCollum, a paleoanthropologist at Mercer Medical School in Georgia, agrees.
If you want to, you could find an explanation for virtually every human feature that, you know, it's consistent with something modern humans can do. There are lots of things that we can do by virtue of adaptations that evolved for some other function.
But Bramble and Lieberman argue that endurance running best explains numerous features in human anatomy. And while they do acknowledge that they both either did or currently do run long distances, they say it has not affected their point of view, although Lieberman does concede that he does his best thinking while he's running. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.